Lack labiche. The question of council pay has come up at recent election forums, defended by some as an allowable income within approved policies, and argued by others as an overpayment for a municipality of less than 10,000 people. Lac La Biche County Mayor Omer Mograbi earned $120,693 in base pay, mileage and event billing in 2020. Lac La Biche County councillors earned an average of $72,366. The rates don't include employee benefits that add approximately $8,500 to each member of the council. The figures come from a report presented to councillors at their last public meeting before the upcoming elections. The councillor's average pay tally for the 2020 year was formulated using a low of approximately $58,000 in salary, per diem and mileage for councillor Jason Stedman, and a high of just over $80,000 for councillor Lauren Kachuk. The report, reviewing the municipality's council and employee pay rates, used figures from the municipality's 2020 financial statements. Based on the figures, and comparing them to other municipalities said to be indexed as similar in geography and demographics, the report's author, Ed Gross with consulting firm HR Outlook, said council's pay is on par with other communities. The report also found that municipal employees were paid, on average, similar compensation to similar communities. During his presentation, Gross even said that if municipal officials wanted to move into competitive salary ranges, rather than basic or comparable levels, they could increase all levels of pay. Gross said the review is a good way for a municipality to see if it is competitive in the marketplace for hiring new staff and retaining current staffing levels. Told they make too much during one of last week's candidate forum events, Lac La Biche County Ward 7 hopeful John Novak, a former municipal politician who served until 2017, called the current pay scale obscene. When Novak left council, the municipality's year-end financial statements show he was paid an annual salary of $31,547 and earned an additional event honorarium of $27,250. With the addition of benefits, his 2016 salary from council was listed at $66,461, down from $79,470 the year before. During his final term on council, Novak was also a member of the municipality's policy review committee. That same year, Mograbi was also the elected mayor, earning $93,353 according to the 2016 Lac La Biche County Consolidated Financial Statements. Over the years, current Lac La Biche County councillors have heard the comments about council and staff pay. Listening to the recent results of the salary report, Kachuk says the findings, that the municipality is offering comparable wages and pay rates, was not surprising. He said there have been comments made that municipal officials in Lac La Biche County are higher paid, and yet the report shows otherwise. Kachuk said remaining at a comparable level is preferred to moving towards competitive. Mayor Mograbi went so far as to say that he and council aren't making a lot of money compared to the workload. It's a tough job, but we are up to the task, he said of his full-time role. Snapshot of a busy council. March 2020. The workload of council members is published in expense reports found in the online municipal financial archives. Council members can claim $143 for events up to 4 hours, $286 for events lasting 4 to 8 hours and $429 for more than 8 hours. Mileage is based on a rate of 52 cents per kilometer. During the month of March in 2020, just as the COVID pandemic was taking hold in the province, Councillor Kachuk claimed 80.5 hours on council business, traveled 618 kilometers, and attended 34 different events. His expense claims that month totaled $5,291, plus $381 in mileage. His report for the month also includes several, no-charge, events he attended. The same month's claim sheet shows councillors Beniac, Leroux, Borgun and Cote attending a cattle and beef breeders conference in Red Deer, each claiming their own individual mileage, travel time and meeting rates for the three-day event. For Cote, the event was one of 23 council tasks and 72 hours of council business for that month. He claimed $3,432 for the month, and $465 in mileage. His report also shows several no-charge events attended. Beniac's monthly expense reports do not include the hours spent at each event. Her March 2020 report shows 12 other events along with the Beef Conference, including 3 regular council meetings, 2 special council meetings and 4 telephone conference calls. Her total claim for the month was $569 for travel, and $2,860 for meetings. Benyuk's claim also includes 2 taxi cab receipts totaling $14 paid during the Red Deer Beef Conference. The following month's expense report for Benyuk tallied only $1,144 plus $73 in mileage claims for 4 attended events. Councillor Borgun also had a busy March of 2020, logging 18 events, including a 5-hour municipal golf tournament planning meeting on March 10 and back-to-back Ag Service Board and Municipal Planning Commission meetings on March 11 that combined took more than 4 hours. Borgun claimed $3,575 in meeting charges and $763 in mileage for the busy month. LaRue had more than 20 events in March of 2020. His month report shows 58 hours claimed for council business with 8 additional events, including the Pow Wow Days Association AGM, Plamondon's Cabane, a Sucre Festival and a Kinsman Pond Hockey Meeting, billed as no charge. LaRue billed $2,717 for the month, plus $561.60 in mileage. For remaining councillors Sterling Johnson, Charlin Moore, Jason Stedman and Mayor Mograby, the same March saw several busy expense reports. Councillor Moore had 23 individual line events listed for the month. While none of Moore's events include the duration, she claimed $3,861 for the month and $204 in travel. Stedman had 15 events on his March 2020 calendar, with 30.5 claimed hours. His month-end pay was $2,574, plus $130 in mileage. Councillor Johnson, who like Stedman has some of the lower claim amounts over the last 4 years in office, claimed for just 10 events in the same month, billing $1,716 in per diem rates, and $344 in mileage. Mayor Mograby's expenses for March 2020 were listed on a 3-page document with 53 items and a total claim of $5,720, plus $576 in mileage. The meeting and mileage claims are in addition to the base pay for Lac La Biche County councillors and the mayor. Councillors earn a base pay of approximately $33,000 plus their event claims. Mayor Mograby earns $55,374 as a base rate before additional meeting claims. This council increased their base pay and meeting rates in 2018 after federal tax changes removed the provision allowing for a portion of their pay to be tax-exempt. The increase amounted to about a 12% hike. In the latest pay scale report, Gross said Mayor Mograby's overall 2020 pay, based on an equal combination of a fixed annual salary of $55,374, and meeting and event rates totaling $54,769, was comparable to the salary-based pay of full-time mayors in other communities. The report uses several sources, including the Alberta Municipal Affairs Municipality Index to compare municipalities. The report shows the mayors or reeves in the municipalities of Wood Buffalo, Rocky View and Strathcona earn one-time salaries of $165,790, $114,748 and $159,847 respectively. The same report shows the part-time mayor's position in Athabasca earned a salary of $61,261 in 2020, and the part-time mayor's position in Cold Lake earned a similar annual salary of $60,481. Council members in Wood Buffalo, states the report, earn flat-rate salary of $46,200. Councillors in Strathcona County earn a salary of $86,000. And Cold Lake councillors earn a salary of $27,979. The equal combination of salary and activity pay that Lac La Biche County Council members earn is not common within provincial municipalities, said Gross, explaining that the majority of communities that offer combined pay formulas include meetings and events attended by council within the base salary pay. In recent years, most of the 9 elected council members in Lac La Biche County have claimed equal amounts between their base pay and event billing. A review of the last 3 years shows that almost all of council saw increased earnings in 2019 from the previous year, but lower pay rates in 2020. Pay rates for council 2018 to 2020, including base pay, event billing, mileage, subsistence, registration fees, clothing allowance, communication expenses and benefits, salary and base pay figures now included. Darlene Beniak, Ward 1, 2018, $89,155 per, salary and benefits only minus $70,182, 2019, $91,434, salary and benefits only minus $71,743, 2020, $72,509, salary and benefits only minus $64,298, 2021. To July 31, $50,629. George LaRue, Ward 2, 2018, $94,101, salary and benefits only minus $72,493, 2019, $96,928, salary and benefits only minus $76,154, 2020, $75,751, salary and benefits only minus $69,043, 2021. To July 31, $49,344. Colette Borgun, Ward 3, 2018, $112,537, salary and benefits only minus $84,253, 2019, $96,396, salary and benefits only minus $75,778, 2020, $87,170, salary and benefits only $74,693, 2021. To July 31, $50,089. Jason Stedman, Ward 4, 2018, $77,549, salary and benefits only minus $63,629, 2019, $77,640, salary and benefits only minus $63,238, 2020, $70,753, salary and benefits only minus $64,372, 2021. To July 31, $45,028. Charlene Moore, Ward 5, 2018, $88,567, salary and benefits only minus $70,624, 2019, $97,171, salary and benefits only minus $75,683, 2020, $83,973, salary and benefits only $75,709, 2021. To July 31, $45,372. Sterling Johnson, Ward 6, 2018, $68,536, salary and benefits only minus $57,365, 2019, $90,290, salary and benefits only $67,856, 2020, $71,132, salary and benefits only minus $63,702, 2021. To July 31, $42,272. Lauren Kachuk, Ward 7, 2018, $103,211, salary and benefits only minus $81,396, 2019, $118,618, salary and benefits only minus $95,360, 2020, $98,128, salary and benefits only minus $89,241, 2021. To July 31, $61,090. Colin Cote, Ward 7, 2018, $93,321, salary and benefits only minus $74,101, 2019, $97,364, salary and benefits only minus $75,444, 2020, $84,478, salary and benefits only minus $77,872, 2021. To July 31, $52,964. Omer Mograbi Mayer, 2018, $129,521, salary and benefits only minus $106,008, 2019, $140,826, salary and benefits only minus $118,263, 2020, $129,733, salary and benefits only minus $120,693, 2021. To July 31, $72,105 lakh. Labiche County's Chief Administrative Officer Ken Van Boel said the comparative report was a good reflection of numbers and statistics. The SAO, the only employee of County Council, said the report provides the math and the equations, but leaves the philosophical questions to the council members. It's not all just about the numbers, he said, explaining that councillors get paid based on what is put on paper. The science, as he calls the collection of information in the recent report, is just one part. Now you have to talk about the philosophical. He said the pay scales identified in the report and in the monthly council expense claims fall within current policies and pay scale frameworks. He said council expense claims are observed by administrators to make sure the claims match the current policy. Van Boel, who has been in municipal administration for more than 30 years, also acknowledges that council and staff pay, when it comes to public perception, is probably one of the most difficult things we deal with. He said most residents may only see councillors at regular council meetings or at events they attend. There is much more behind the scenes and community promotion that goes unnoticed, he said. What people see at the meetings is maybe 5% of what they do, he said. The recent salary report was accepted by councillors as information. No action was taken on the report. Van Boel says it will be up to the newly elected council, following the October 18 election, to act on any part of the document. Based on data, the most recent data compiled by Albeda Municipal Affairs, the same location used for some of the report's information, shows that the median household income in Lac La Biche County was $90,000 in 2019. According to the Statistics Canada 2016 community profile for Lac La Biche County, of the 6,575 residents over the age of 15 able to file an income statement, more than 4,300 made less than $70,000. Of those, more than 3,000 made less than $40,000 in a year. The 2016 census shows the median income of a Lac La Biche resident at just over $39,000. The same report shows that of the 910 residents earning more than $100,000 at the time of the census, 350 made more than $150,000. Leading to last week's report, the last comparative review of council and municipal staff pay was in 2016.